today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ben, good to have you here, and be as quirky and weird as you want. The weirder and quirky you are, the more airtime you get.
That's the way it happens.
Are you married, girlfriend, anything like that?
Boyfriend, you never know, Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
Boyfriend, okay, I'll be politically correct.
Do you have a lover?
Sorry.
No, not currently.
Right. Jesus.
When you take one, let us know so we can talk about it.
Let us know when you take a lover. When the camel sat on her at the Louisiana truck stop.
She bit its balls.
It bit its balls. And you know what? He got up.
Okay.
That's so there's that.
It's been done for years in camel infested
country. What's the old adage? It's flight or bite?
I believe that's not the adage, but it works here.
You've been so Oscar today. It's been beautiful. That's just right. Put that up. That's
all that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
A little prediction to get the show started today, and count on it. Write it down.
I got a pen.
I guarantee it.
Thank you.
This year, long-suffering fans, the Redskins will be going to the Super Bowl. Thank you.
I understand.
Remember when they went 5-5? What was it, 2008? They lost 5, and they won 5 in a row, and you're like, holy ass.
If they run the table. I understand.
Am I the only one who thinks it's still possible?
Mike, they had a jeweler out to Redskins Park this morning to measure ring sizes.
Yeah, another wonderful night.
Brutal game. The Bears.
It was very difficult. For those of you around the country and the world listening to the sound of my voice on this fabulous podcast and radio show, I must tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that the Redskins faithful in Washington, D.C. are suffering. They are suffering with a long-term run of crappy teams, and they are suffering with ownership that came in with great swagger. I remember when it happened.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when I met the little man who owns the team, and he loves his yacht, and he loves his money.
Oh, that big yacht.
Yes.
With the IMAX theater.
Let me explain how it works in golf, all right? You go out to a golf course, and if you play a lot, you have a certain expectation of yourself when you go out there. And when you go out on a golf course, if you are starting out really, really well, you kind of get really laser-focused, and you kind of get this zen way about you.
Sure.
If you do the opposite, if you come out and you're playing like crap, as the crappy play continues, you will slowly begin to lose interest. Mm. That's why they call people that hang in there grinders, because they can hang in. I get the distinct impression that Dan Snyder, maybe a while ago, lost a bit of interest. I think he loves being the owner. I think he loves being up in his owner's box. I think he loves it when the team wins.
Yep.
But I think as far as you remember the early seasons of the most spectacular free agents would be on our team.
And,
Oh, yeah.
He learned that you can't do it that way.
But you can't win in the offseason.
Just like a fan. You can't do it. It just doesn't work. And so now he realizes that not only is it a slog, but it's a slog that takes decades in some cases to really, you know, a decade or two to really get it set and get the organization. And then if you have the super smarts, you're able to keep that organization intact and you're able to keep it chugging along a la the evil empire, New England Patriots.
Correct.
The Redskins are not even at the beginning of their decade yet.
No.
And they haven't been for about the last decade. Get it? So it's tough. And the only thing I would tell Danny Boy is, make the experience the best in the NFL. Start there.
That's the problem.
Start there, Dan. Start where you came in and you didn't look at the fans as valuable. You looked at them as a commodity, and you came in realizing they love this team so much that you can do whatever you want. Mm. You can fire people that have been with the organization for decades. You can come in and bring your gum-chewing, designer suit-wearing dicks that ran your organizations from in every department and treated people like the media and the fans like crap. If you want to build an organization, go back to the very beginning. If you look at Bob Kraft,
right,
with all his rollover now life,
yes.
I will tell you this. You probably started way back when by, as well as building the team, you improved the experience for the
also,
fans.
He built a Gillette, that empire, the Kraft, you know, the Gillette empire.
You got a template.
Yeah.
You've got Ted Leonsis. Ted Leonsis came into the league and wanted to improve his relationship with the people of the city of Washington. Wanted to improve the way the team was perceived.
Is it fair to call Leonsis? Is it fair to call Leonsis beloved? I think it is.
I don't know if any owner can be, but if he's pretty close and he came in and he did it the right way,
I think he is.
And it started that side. The Boston Red Sox, my beloved Boston Red Sox, came in, first thing they did, make the fan experience better. So you might think it's like going out and buying yourself a super shiny free agent that you can chew your gum and stand on the sidelines with at your, you know, at 4'3" or whatever height you are, and pretend you're the big man that you're never going to be. But the way to do it really is to start with the fans. You got a long way to go. And right now, that stadium is empty in the second half more than it's full, and you got to do something. I'm not even up there, and I know the template for this.
You know
it
what I
remember really well.
What I remember about him, and there were so many missteps that Snyder has made. But when he bought the team, one of the big stories that he kept floating out is that he still wears the Redskins belt buckle that his father gave him.
Yeah.
But the way he presented it, that could have been something sweet, fan from childhood.
Yes.
But the way he presented it is that I'm a fan, and now I own your team. He turned it into a dick thing, and you can't do that.
Because, Rob, and I've met the man.
Yeah.
He, with all his money, and with his the kind of wealth that none of us will can even imagine, and he could have been so different, but he can't. Because he's always going to be the little guy that wasn't as tough as the big guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way he conducts himself. And so, because he's a dick in business, everybody that's dealt with a guy knows that. He's tough to deal with, and he's not nice.
Mm.
And he doesn't surround himself with it. He didn't surround himself with class guys. He brought in tough guys. And he can be tough and classy at the same time, but it's hard to do.
You can be tough, classy, and you can be colorful like his predecessor, who was actually fun to follow as an owner and was largely disliked by many people, but it was sort of a fun way to dislike him. He wasn't an a-hole.
Well, and there are you know, ownership groups around sports that you could look at and say, you know, but it's such a terrible experience
Losing.
That now the chickens are coming home to roost.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The fans are going, enough. I don't have loyalty to you.
Yeah.
You know, it's very frustrating. But there is that, you know, all it's going to take with this city, the city that loves winning more than anything else, is just getting the big W.
Mm-hmm.
Get the big W and you'll be all set. But I get back to it, and I was talking to my wife about it last night. Kids, if you're a Redskins fan and your father brought you up as a Redskins fan, I know it might be hard to believe right now, but if you hang in there, and who knows, maybe the ownership will have an epiphany, maybe he'll sell the team.
Yeah, maybe a hedge fund will buy the team.
Wouldn't that be something?
They just put suits in there once in a while.
It's still sports. It's still sports.
It is.
Something might happen. But the long-suffering fan is what I was with the Boston Red Sox. And I have experienced something that every fan should experience in their lives. I believe this.
There
and
you
that
go.
Is the long-suffering drought culminated by finally winning a championship. There's nothing better in sports. And I got news for you. You lose interest after that. It never feels the same after that. But when you have that moment, that one season that you go for, it's great. New England Patriots fans, 13, 14-year-old kids that every Sunday are accustomed to going down
all they
sitting
know.
In front of the TV.
W's.
And you'll never have that. You're not going to have that with that team. You're not going to do it. So anyway. That's
focus on the bright side, Washington, D.C. You can get a ticket to the game. Didn't used to be the case.
I remember when you couldn't. I remember walking around with the guys, walking around with Theismann, walking around with Riggins. It was special. It was a.
Can you give
a
us a little John Riggins for those of you who was.
You want late night John Riggins?
Yes. I want
you over here. You don't get to be a member of the Hall of Fame with you.
Eggs Benedict.
Face and eggs. Face and eggs. There we go.
He's not still on the soap opera, is he?
I might have been just as tipsy as he was.
Oh, no.
Thank you very much.
Relaxed.
Yeah, walking with him, that's one of my moments, one of my little moments. It's fun to be part of an entourage.
Realize how important this team is to the actual city.
Yep.
Yeah, and that I tell you, those were my liver-busting days.
Mm. LBDs.
That's for sure. Yes, absolutely. All right, we have interns that we're going to bring into the Mike O'Mara show right now, and let's meet the... Do we have a new crop? Is this the fall semester?
Yes, have met Rachel, but today you are to meet Ben and Jordan.
Can you say Rachel's name in that way you say names sometimes? The Rachel?
Oh,
you know that?
That would be an upset cockatoo.
Oh. Do you think you could, anytime she's mentioned, you could do it that way?
For
just
you, yes.
She's got that kind of... because you used to do it with April.
Yes, remember Kill the Music. Yeah, yeah. April? It was actually, this is based in fact, is a woman that my mom went to church with, named April, had one of those gray macaw birds that I don't trust that live to be like 90 years old. And it was like 45 years old and would get mad if April would leave him alone. And so she would hear from the other room. He'd be, you know, stupid gray bird on his perch doing the figure eight thing. And she's in the kitchen cooking, and she hears in the other room,
that would terrify me.
And that's maybe one of the reasons to hate a bird. Yeah.
Terrify me.
I like that. By the way, Rob had a funny before the show started. as far as we know, Oscar said, are the Redskins going to get AB? And Rob said, Alton Brown.
Alton Brown. He's going to fix the team. Fix the team with precise measurements.
Alton. Good footballs by Alton Brown. All right, bring in the interns. Can I see him at all? Is that possible?
That would mean someone would be producing in the back. Please put the camera on the gentleman, please.
Yes, please.
For God's sakes.
Here we go.
We got all these Pantil Zoom cameras. What's it good for?
There we are.
Oh, there we go.
There is the white man.
All right. Hey, how you doing? I Mark Riddell, I thought he had two daughters. I didn't know he had a son.
He's trying to bring him in through the radio business.
Mike, this is exciting.
This is Ben from GW University.
Hi, Ben.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
How are things at GW?
So far, so good. I've been back for 3 weeks. I'm taking film and political science classes.
Oh.
And yeah, they're going well.
And so you're... where do you hail from, being at George Washington University?
I'm from East Hampton, New York.
East Hampton, New York,
Ooh.
A very lovely place. Well, that's awesome. Is that a cool place? Did you summer up there? Summer in the Hamptons must be pretty killer.
Yeah, no, I was there full year round. I went to the public school district there. So it's funny because obviously a lot of people come out during the summer and a lot of people from the city. It's very busy.
You were a townie, right? You were a townie in the Hamptons?
Yeah.
Okay. Do the she summer folk look down on the townies up there like every other summer community? Do they do that?
Yeah, definitely. And I work at a country club too as a counselor. So I kind of get that.
It's like Caddyshack.
Yeah, Danny Noonan.
Yeah.
You ride your bike to work?
Tough.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
Have you heard the term Mr. Scholarship Winner?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, there. Caddyshack. Danny, will you be my friend? Well, welcome. It's great to have you here. Political science and film, I would say you have a rich mind to get your gold out of.
I think remember it's gonna be fantastic. When we interviewed, he said he was also exploring broadcasting. I said, well, this is a great place to be because we do a political show here called Political Persuasions.
Yeah, but I shuttered it.
Yeah. Yes, his timing is not excellent.
There are other political shows here, so don't you worry. We'll take care of you.
Ben, good to have you here, and be as quirky and weird as you want. The weirder and quirky you are, the more airtime you get.
I'll try. Thank you.
Are you married, girlfriend, anything like that?
Boyfriend, never know, Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
Boyfriend, I'll be politically correct.
You have a lover?
Sorry.
No, not currently.
Right.
Jesus. When you take one, let us know so we can talk about it.
Let us know when you take
a
lover.
Ben, you're from Long Island, so I have to ask, Giants fan or Jets fan?
Giants.
Giants?
Ooh.
Daniel Jones.
You watched that game Sunday?
Yeah, that was the best Giants game in a long time.
How about that, huh?
Yeah.
Daniel Dimes Jones.
Start of a new era.
Very, very excited. Let's hope so. All right, bring in the next victim.
Right. Thank Jordan, you, sir. Come on in.
Thank you, Ben. I like Ben.
Welcome
I like
to
Ben
Thunderdome.
A lot.
Yeah. Tall white
I like
guy.
Ben. Yeah, seems like he's got his act together. Did he answer the question about a lover?
He has no lover.
He said he'll let us know when he takes one.
Yes.
Oh, when he takes a lover?
Yes.
Yeah. You'd be taking a lover.
I believe we used to use that phrase a lot when you would be Simon Cowell on the show. Simon Cowell was always looking to take a lover.
Another good-looking kid right here, my God.
There we go.
Now this, look at the, this is this, look at the, now see, this is the way, Rob, look at this. Mm-hmm. This is being casual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And being well dressed at the same time. Do you see that?
I do.
Have you ever put your sunglasses in the in like the corner of the your shirt like that? I wear them like that.
I have done that, yeah. But I don't have any sunglasses right now.
Introduce us to this guy that I like right out of the gate.
From the mighty school George Mason University of Fairfax,
Another
Virginia.
Another GMUer.
Love it. This is a guy that actually came here because I spoke at his class, and I remembered him because he asked questions. He was involved, and I really enjoyed his company then, and glad to have him now. It's Jordan is here with us.
Jordan.
Hi, Jordan. How are you?
What's up, Mike? I'm doing great, kind of, but we're all good.
season between.
You're doing great, kind of. Are there any issues that you're dealing with?
Get right on
now,
that
Jordan?
Microphone,
I am very stressed right now. Just
why are you stressed to be on the show? Is that what it is?
Oh, no, I'm fine here, but yeah, just classes so. And other things going on at school.
What's that? Did you take a lover? Like
did I take a lover?
Hey, I can answer that for Jordan. Multiples.
Oh, yeah.
I just know it. Absolutely. I mean, and probably nobody that, is currently the Mrs. Jordan.
Oh,
but,
my gosh.
You know, I just know. So, Jordan, where do you hail from? What part of, are you part of Northern Virginia?
No, I'm from Southern Virginia, like Southeast. You know where, like, Virginia Beach is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is Pony's mom.
Yeah, I'm like 40 minutes south of that.
Well, it's very nice to have you here.
And you know, it might be just a coincidence, Mike, but his hat has a French bulldog on it.
Ooh.
That's literally only because I went to Tyson's and I saw this hat like in the store. I forget which store. It was probably like H&M or something like that.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, that looks good. And I wanted a white hat. So I was like, yes.
Well, Mike has been dealing with the French bulldog situation for some time. So what you should say is I bought it because I love the show.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I wore it specifically for this.
Jordan, what are we majoring in at GMU?
Majoring in communications. Want to go into broadcast journalism. Mainly podcast, TV, radio stuff. So
look at
really?
That.
Yeah. All
right. Right place.
You're in the right place and the right city, and it's great to have you here. How long have you, how many visits have you made to Podcast Village so far? Is this your first day, second day?
This is my fourth day.
Fourth day.
Wait, all right, I came once.
What's your impression of the Mike O'Mara show? Had you listened before you came into the building? Had you given us a few listens before you showed up?
I haven't, but I need to more. But yeah, definitely.
Oh, Jordan.
Six bars.
I am back.
Boo.
I don't like being booed, okay?
Well, get used
to
it.
Jordan, do you have any role models in the broadcast biz? Is there anybody that you look up to in the world of broadcast journalism?
I wouldn't say so. I think it's just something that I love to do. I love like speaking my mind and opinions on like topics and issues that I really enjoy. I love music and I love sports. So if I ever like do create a podcast, that'd be something that I want to
music
like,
and sports
music around. Yeah, yeah.
Have you heard of Rock and Jock?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, you should look that up because you actually would have Rock and Jock.
Do you listen to anything?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Jordan, being from that area, are you a Washington Redskins fan?
I am not, most definitely not.
Oh, you are most definitely not. Do you have an NFL team that you care for?
Yeah, I might hate me for this.
I'm ready.
It's the Patriots.
Oh, get out!
Should I leave? I get out?
What is a kid from Southern Virginia?
Look, literally, it was like the first football game I had ever watched. I was like 8, and it was like Patriots and Jets, and they won. And I was like, yep, that's my team right there.
No,
it just
better.
Happened to be good.
Sweet.
Wouldn't it have been great if that one game the Jets had won and he'd been stuck with the Jets?
Exactly. I always think about that. No, like literally, like if the Jets would have won, like I'd be miserable right now.
All right, Jordan, welcome. Anytime you have one of your opinions, if you want to rant or rave or come in, especially if they're about people at Podcast Village.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The closer you get to the center, the closer you get to the sun, the more your opinions are entertaining on this particular program.
Also, when you take a lover, let us know.
Yeah, let us know when you take a lover.
Thank you, Jordan.
Hey, I've been
all right,
waiting.
Get out of here. Get the next one. Do we have one more, Rob?
You've already met her. Yes. Her name is Ray.
All right, so we got Rachel
we're good,
covered.
We're good. Yes, we're good.
That's what. That's a good
in the
crop.
Clear, in the clear.
That's yeah. a good crop of interns. I like that a lot. I feel good.
For those of you keeping like track at home, we've got a young white lady.
Yes.
We got a young white man and a young black man.
That's right.
¿Dónde está el Latino?
We got to figure that out, Mike. Well, I'm upset of it. Personally, I don't know what Pony or Rob are doing.
Well, we tried to call. We tried to call Adrian.
No, we don't want him back.
We tried.
But based on the heat generated content-wise on that, the last time. And by the way, has Adrian ever reached back out to us?
No. Yeah, I got nothing.
Nothing.
Really?
Nothing.
So we're dead to him. We're dead to him.
I mean,
I think he was dead to us long before we were dead to him.
I miss him. Well, yeah, I consider him an acquaintance, a friend, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I remember, you know what I remember? I remember, who were the interns down in New Orleans? It was
Dan O'Brien.
It was Dan O'Brien. Yeah,
Adrian.
It was Adrian. And was it Maddie? Was it Maddie down
Maddie
there?
Maddie was
no,
not with us.
I didn't get the memo that the interns got a free trip. So yeah. I was stuck in D.C.
They didn't get a free trip.
Well, no. Whatever happened. It's not privy to that.
Yes.
Who was the other young lady that was down there? And Carla took them
Ashley.
All to
Ashley.
Ashley, intern Ashley, who moved out west, they'd say.
Yeah,
that's right. And she was a bold, very very brave intern, as I recall. Remember her experience on the parking deck?
Yeah, with the poo.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, and I remember that we took them all to that grocery store and bought them muffaladas in New Orleans.
Is it John's Grocery? It's got a very common name like that, but the food is amazing. Yeah,
and I just remembered that was one of those moments where I just said, of all the things I do, I say it all the time.
Yes.
I repeat it. The coolest part of it is having young people around.
I say it a lot, Damone.
I believe that we've made it clear that we have esteem for Adrian Garcia, and the phones are open anytime. We've called. We have messages. We just don't know.
If he's paid his cell phone bill.
Did I leave a message the last time we called?
Yes, you did. Yeah, and Pony also did separately.
And I think we left a message at the front desk at the hotel.
Absolutely.
All right, now I'm a little obsessed. Let's call the hotel again.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's just call the hotel.
All right,
let's
do it.
Let's do it right now.
I like
number,
right now,
Pony.
Resolution.
If you could send that.
Maybe he's on the morning shift.
Now,
who knows?
If something had happened, we would have known by now. The man still posts online.
No, because the lady at the hotel last week told us.
It was a gentleman. Remember, we were trying to figure out what words he was saying.
That's right.
Okay. Said that I thought it was a lady that he wasn't on the shift.
It was a gentleman who could not pronounce a certain word.
Yes.
Okay.
I think it was available. It was like available.
Yes, I believe that was right.
Available.
Are we calling on our phone or are we calling?
No. We're relaying a number to the.
Very good.
I think we can pad for them.
Yes.
Would you, Oscar? You know better than anybody else about this. Do you think he's freezing us out after getting the message? Do you think he's, or is it just Adrian being Adrian?
I honestly think one or two things happened. One, he just can't drive because he finally got pulled over for being high. So
I don't care if he comes or not. I don't care if he comes by
the
studio.
That's one.
It doesn't matter.
Two is, and I'm hoping this is the case, that he just is focusing on his career.
By the way, why are you still in your phone?
I just sent it to Pony. I sent Pony the number.
Now you just sent it to Pony?
Well, I don't keep his work number at the ready. I had to Google it.
Yeah. All right. Well, so, that's where Pony in the back, numbers we call,
Pony can
just
Google
a big
it.
Chart.
Yeah. 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 So, hopefully he's just focusing on his career.
Thank you for calling our reservation office. Para continuar en español o prima dos.
Hit zero, Pony.
Why do we have to tell him that?
To transfer your call to the appropriate representative,
hit zero again.
Select from the following options.
Remember when people used to answer the phone?
Press 1.
Is this the correct number?
If you have an existing reservation, press 2. For hotel information such as address, telephone number, services,
it sounds like,
and amenities, press 3. For room rates and availability, press 4.
Can't imagine
for
just
all other
did
hotel inquiries,
we,
press
if
5.
If you don't write the number down, we just move on because we don't plan.
Last time we actually got somebody. Almost.
Yeah, but what we did was we jumped. Rob said dial 0 before we got the option.
Yeah, but even when we called last time, we got a chain and said, and then started talking about options. And then we got to the front desk. I do recall that.
Obsession. I don't care. I have time. What do we have but time?
Mike,
come on.
We're trying to find a long-lost friend.
Yeah. And I'm worried about him that he didn't return anybody's call.
I am not worried about him, but I want to find out what he's doing. Because now I am upset.
What are we doing now?
Still searching for a better number. I just found out that the hotel has a 2.5-star rating.
Pony, we called that number last week, right?
Yeah, we called during the bonus show, and I believe we went to reservations, and that's how we got the
gentleman.
How about
this? All right. You call him on that side, And you communicate with him, and when he's on, you give us a thumbs up.
No. I want to have. I like talking to people. It's fun.
Okay.
We can call them back right now.
That's part of the entertainment.
But you don't have to look at your phone anymore.
All right.
There are two people in the other room getting paid to help the show.
It's not doing a very good job at
reservation office.
Now wait.
Para continuar en español o prima dos.
I don't think this is the right number, but I could be wrong.
To transfer your call to the appropriate representative, please select from the following options. To make a reservation, press 1.
Go ahead.
If you have an existing...
This was the front desk we got last week.
Yeah.
Full room reservations, press 1.
1.
To redeem Hilton Honors points, please enter your Hilton Honors number. If you do not have your Hilton Honors
making a reservation at a hotel now. I mean, why is
harder?
Boy, I just got the shock again. Put my chin on.
Bill,
mic on chin.
Through the
Hello?
Sponge.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
To ensure quality, this call may be monitored or recorded.
I don't remember going through any of this last.
No, we didn't do it. We're doing something different because no one wrote it down.
What's the place he works at?
Hampton Dulles.
Took it. I love call center.
Electrocution.
Hi, thank you for calling Hilton Reservation. This is Jade. May I have your name, please?
Yes, I'd like to see. My name's Mike. Could I talk to one of your managers? I want to see if he's on duty. Adrian Garcia?
Sure thing. Let me connect you over to that one, but may I have... the name of the hotel and its address, just to make sure.
Oh, this is not... Is this a call center? Is this a main reservations call center?
Yes, this is the central reservation center.
Oh, stop. All right, we got to go. We'll go there. All right, guys. All right, Ponyboy Matthew Bloom. Last week, if I remember correctly, you said you knew the one he worked at, and we called it.
I do not know the one he works at. Rob said that he knew the one that...
All right. Can I just tell people
how... Guys, hold on. No. Okay. I'm going to take care of it.
All right.
The brain trust is at... This is what I deal with on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, on a yearly basis. What do we remember, boys, from last week? Since we both did it. You, Rob Spiewak, and you, Ponyboy Matt Bloom.
I Googled Hampton. I Googled the hotel. A number came up. I sent it to Matt. He dialed it. I just did the same procedure.
Did you Google the same number?
I did. Exactly the same hotel property.
All right.
Is the number.
All right. We'll try it again.
I'm showing it to him now.
And he's not going to be there, so it doesn't matter. This is fun.
Why we never call an 877 number.
This is Adrian reaching out and doing this to us. I blame him now. That's unfortunate what we're doing. Just to see how an old intern is doing on the show.
Make sure he's well. Check
you
got to
call the place direct.
Thank you for calling the Hampton Inn & Suites Washington Dulles International Airport, where free Wi-Fi, free hot breakfast, and our clean and fresh Hampton bed are waiting for you. For new reservations, press 1.
Wait.
For existing reservations, press 2. For the sales department, press 3. For all other calls, simply stay on the line.
That's what we'll do.
Here we go.
Here we go. Feeling good.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Hope it's not a call center operator. Find out what happens. This many rings, too.
I like this. This is nice.
Sounds like exactly what we did.
Square eggs.
It loves the square eggs.
Square eggs.
This is exactly the number of rings we had last week, too. Now we have one more.
Mm-hmm. It is the correct number, at least.
Yep. It must be checkout time.
Well, you might ask, where would a guy like Adrian thrive? A place that answers the phone this with 15 rings.
I've got a reservation for 200. Would you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Maybe it's obviously a big front desk and he's at the other side of it.
No, you see, this is the front desk and they're checking out and they're not answering the phone.
Wow.
Even in his absence, you would think,
can you please hold?
Yeah,
you would think that they would do
nothing.
This is obviously the front desk, but that's what we're going to go as long as it'll go.
Like
because now it's a quest, and this is the number we called last week.
I don't know a company that would be okay with this many rings for customer service.
You know what I'm thinking?
Yes.
Maybe he's working. How spectacular would that be?
If he finally answers, if he's the one who answers?
Yeah. In the middle of checking out.
He was restocking the jujubes.
Do you think this becomes a quest? You know, where somebody's at that desk right now, and they're just purposefully letting the phone...
Sony, could you hold for a moment, please?
No, I may not. I cannot hold. It rang 55 times. I need to speak with Adrian Garcia immediately.
He's not in today, sir.
Why did it take 15 times for the phone to ring?
I'm sorry, sir. If you, because we are currently with the guest and I'm on the call.
Yes. So you pick up the phone and say, hold, and then, and now you can do that. When's Adrian coming in? He'd never let this happen. This is Conrad Hilton.
Okay. I have to take a look, okay?
Thank you.
Go ahead and take a look.
You have to take a look for Conrad Hilton. Why don't you look? The CEO. He just died.
That's right. You go by Connie, don't you?
All right, forget it. Hang up. That's it. That's all there is to it. At least we got some kind of
the
closure.
Conrad.
He's never there.
Hilton
no,
he's never there. He's never. He's never there. All right, Adrian, you're dead to me.
Oh,
I hope this gets back.
Oh no!
I hope this gets back. You ruined the beginning of the show.
Ruined
to me.
Ruined.
Dead. Ruined. Dead.
Ruined.
You ruined it. And Rob, take the course. The memory course. Remember.
Right.
It'll help. I swear to God. You remember things from 1940.
That's right.
Not from the week before. Now we can start.
Well, the number I dialed was Constable 62069. I don't know.
That's
if that's
it.
Right
yeah. From the olden days.
Right.
But the Alton Brown line, nobody can take that away from you. Let's
Thank
start
you.
The show. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hi.
Is Grandma there?
No, she's getting her hair done.
The way I felt a minute ago.
Will you do me a favor then?
What?
Can you bring me my chapstick?
No, Napoleon.
But my lips hurt real bad.
Just borrow some from the school nurse. I know she has like 5 sticks in her drawer.
I'm not gonna use hers, you sicko.
See ya.
Ugh. Idiot.
David Demke. You do understand English. This isn't that complex. Look, the cafeteria's down the hall, to the right, and downstairs.
Pedro.
Hey, is that a new kid or something?
Napoleon, this is Pedro. Would you mind showing him where his locker is?
Sure. Yeah, there's like a buttload of gangs at this school. This one gang kept wanting me to join because I'm pretty good with the bow staff. Do you ride the bus to school?
No. I ride my bike.
What kind of bike do you have?
It's a sledgehammer.
Dang! You got shocks, pegs, Lucky? You ever take it off any sweet jumps?
Do you think people will vote for me?
Heck yes. I'd vote for you.
If I win, you could be my secretary or something.
Sweet. Plus, I could be your bodyguard, too. Or like Secret Service captain or whatever.
Okay.
Up next, I hope you'll enjoy a skit by Pedro Sanchez.
If you vote for me, all of your wildest dreams will come true. Thank you.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show from Radothi, North Carolina, Bucktussle, Texas, Peewee, West Virginia, Exeter, New Hampshire, Frogstown, Pennsylvania, Zurich, Switzerland. Those are our cities for this week.
Yeah, Switzerland.
We welcome you. Our show today brought to you by Fruitcake Futures. Look at you. Adorable. Cute as can be. Friendly disposition. Perky ears. You even have blue eyes. Yes, you are likely the cutest chihuahua in the world. The world. No one in the entire Sunshine State would hesitate to grab you and love you and give you a forever home. They use that a lot.
Yes, they do.
Nice. Until they see your price tag, $4,750 plus tax.
Tax!
They were going to buy you, but you were denied. And you know why?
Why?
Because you're not worth $5,000, Fido. You're not special. Ooh. Not $5,000 special. You can bet your ass on that. There's nothing keen or notable about you. So if you assume that we're going to let you, a mangy runt, order a TMOS signature fruitcake after the September 30th deadline, wise up, you flea-bitten mistake. No second chance. No exceptions. You're not special. Go to our website and buy as many as you can. MichaelMarishow.com. Click the banner. Meanwhile, get ready to grow old and nervous and shaky in your pet shop enclosure, sleeping in a bed made of misguided greed. By the way, 5G's buys a lot of fruitcake, and each and every one tastes better than a chihuahua, just saying. So spend your money wisely. Rescue a fruitcake. Yeah, please get our rescue
fruitcakes, Mike.
Buy them,
they're waiting for
them.
A nice home. Yeah. How are we doing on our fruitcakes? We're at the home stretch right now. What do we have to say to our fine listeners?
I think that our listeners have heard the message that this is a fundraiser.
Right.
I think they really understand that. I think it's tough, honestly. I really don't believe we like to not just put our hands out for an ask. We like to give something back.
Right.
So when we're giving something back, it's hard to really convey to the audience to say, hey, this is part of how we build the show. It's easy to say that about the bonus show because we get to say it all year long.
Right.
There's a small window of time that we actually get to sell these fruitcakes. So right. I think it's on us to really highlight that this is also a fundraiser and it does help the show.
Emphasize the importance of it and the timeliness of it.
So September 30th is the last day.
Yes.
So and we aren't going to be doing what we did last year.
No, we can't.
Last year we did.
We can't do that.
We're not doing
it's
that
done
because
what,
we started selling
done.
Them later this year. So thank you for those of you that have purchased them and support our fundraiser and get yourself a TMOS fruitcake. We would really appreciate that. We are really running late after that. After that little debacle there, I just wanted to say in relation to that spot I just read where Rob was joking about the Chihuahua.
Mm-hmm.
I did a dive yesterday because I still haven't completely closed the door on a dog. Craigslist just weirds me.
Me
out.
Too. Mm-hmm. Me too.
Creeps me all the way. I know, Oscar, you've dealt with Craigslist before.
But for some
Rob,
phones,
have you dealt with Craigslist
animals.
To get to turntables and stuff
like
that?
You know what? The last thing I acquired on Craigslist was my jukebox. And it was a really...
I thought you said it was a Nuru massage.
No.
No?
Well, what they said in the ad is they said, you'll definitely know when it's over. I don't know what that means. But the jukebox, that was the... at that time, there was no Facebook Marketplace, and that was the best way to search out that particular piece. Facebook Marketplace is pretty fun because Facebook Marketplace gets to know you based on what you click on. But I haven't touched Craigslist because even then, it was a very above-board transaction with a nice guy. It was still creepy.
Yeah, it's creepy, and the ads creep me out, especially the Chihuahua ads that
dog ads.
Like
ugh.
Yeah,
do you know who bought their? I guess beautiful dog. He loves her a lot. He takes care of her. I think it's in his third year of ownership.
Huh.
Rob Ford bought his dog off Craigslist.
Really, got his dog
and
off
most
Craigslist.
Of his wardrobe.
Yes,
the thing about the whole thing is that. The ads don't have any real information, you know, other than what the owner wants to put in there. And so you don't get any real consistency of the ads.
I had a girlfriend at one point in my life that had a dog that the family referred to as Money Womb because when she would have puppies, they would put it on them on Craigslist.
That
and that's
is the
how
grossest
would,
thing I've ever heard.
They would
Money Womb.
Money womb.
So I don't know if you go to Craigslist for dogs that are purebred or you're rescuing. I think those dogs may be the dogs that maybe got loose in the neighborhood and nobody ever spayed or neutered those animals. And that's what happened.
Well, I think when you think about a dog on Craigslist, I think that is probably the shadiest of all. But also, I think even the presentation, when you look at Craigslist, it looks like a bad internet site from like the
it's
movie Taken.
It's on purpose,
Taken.
Though. It's on purpose.
Is it on purpose that they take bad photographs?
No. It's the layout of the website. The founder said it's supposed to look like an old classified.
Well, it surely does. It looks like a crappy old with terrible pictures.
From the back of a free paper.
And if you think about looking back, probably not true to this day, but when he first started it, less graphics meant less bandwidth, less hosting money.
Faster downloads.
Yeah, faster downloads. But really, any site that's full of classifieds now takes that, like, I'm just going to put text, and if I want images, I have to dig further.
I also hate you may not have, right, may not contact for further information. Yes. That to me always creeps me out.
Type in N-U-R-U.
No.
Oh, no?
No. Old Roo. That's the worst.
Type in craft and then plus and then Nuru.
I'm looking like I'm looking Bob? For...
No, like the cheese.
Oh, well, the same thing. I was just saying don't spell it with a C. Because they would be like, oh, we're going to put bows and ribbons on you.
And marshmallows.
And marshmallows.
Plus marshmallows.
Look, lay on this table. It's made of pasta.
That would be, what is it? How much pressure would you like? Marshmallow.
Marshmallow? No.
Yes.
Uncooked pasta? No. Sorry.
Such a weird conversation. Uncooked pasta.
Is it time to roll over yet?
Oh, Mr. Kraft. Look who's back. It's Mr. Kraft.
Mr. Kraft.
Mr. Kraft is back.
All right. I'm trying to see which one. There was one that was particularly badly written.
There's a lot of that.
But I'm trying to see.
Also, why reward? I really think you should go to a shelter, Mike. After all the conversations we had yesterday.
With all due respect.
Yes.
And I know this is going to get people mad at me. I look at the shelter pictures, and I don't want an American Bulldog, and I don't want a Pit Bull, and I don't want a Beagle mix. And so
that's
pretty much on every shelter in America, it looks like.
You have to go to the shelter and look, though.
What if you talk to the shelter manager or volunteer and said, hey, if you get a little chihuahua, this is my cell number. I'll be right down.
Yeah, write your cell number on a $20 bill and say, hey.
Because it takes away the impulse buy. I'm sorry.
The idea
of being called, you feel that obligation. I don't want to hassle with it. I'm done. As a matter of fact, Frankie, it's you and me together forever.
Oh, that's sweet.
Whoever dies first. There we go. So
Is it also empty nest syndrome?
No. With Beluga? No. The companion for Frankie is the motivation for Carla.
Aren't you there? Isn't Small Mike there?
We're getting along
Little
well.
Michael doesn't,
he doesn't really connect with the dog that much. They're not all that close.
Really?
You know, it's just, no, he kind of does, he does his own thing. He makes recordings.
Not funny.
Yeah.
He's too busy recording.
Yeah, the dog will stand in the way of his career.
That's right. Right? Yeah, Frankie's not friendly to Michael. Michael hasn't grown up being friendly to Frankie. He's not mean to Frankie, but they're just not into each other, and that's okay too. But we'll see.
Robert and Julia were the same way. Maybe when he gets older, they'll be closer.
Who knows? We'll see. We'll take a break and come back with the mailbag here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Another season of big football is here. The question is, are you ready? We know you are, and so is A Voice from the West.
Light 'em up!
Nicky Diamond is back, and he's on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Who's ready to cash in?
Your fantasy football roster is incomplete without sage advice from the prognosticator up for runs.
4 out of 5 bookies can't be wrong.
Nicky breaks it down with a diamond pick of the week, the Merle and the Carry.
I'm bigger than Vegas.
Nicky Diamond on the Mike O'Mara Show. Just listen, and you'll be
in the no, baby.
Thanks, Nicholas. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Joybird. It's the time of year to relax and enjoy the best in life, and you can do it right from your own home. Joybird empowers you to create the furniture and space that bring you joy and keep those summer vibes flowing all year long. With Joybird, you get one-of-a-kind furniture crafted to your unique taste, hundreds of styles and options, plus free personal design consultants to achieve your perfect design. Each Joybird piece is made by hand with care and precision using high-quality hardwood and responsibly sourced materials. And it all comes with a limited lifetime warranty. Try the 365-day home trial. That's right, I said it, 365 days.
A year, Mike, that's a year.
Sit on it, sleep on it, break it in. If you don't love your Joybird, return it for a full refund. That is
people amazing.
Confident in their product. You can even take your joy outside with their unique outdoor collection. See how Joybird can help you design your dream space. Find your joy today at joybird.com/TMOS. Create the furniture that brings you joy today at joybird.com/TMOS. Go to joybird.com/TMOS and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code TMOS. Want that to be a lot of money. Buy all their stuff.
Buy a lot.
Come on now. Come on. Joybird. All right. It's time for the mailbag because it's not about us.
About you.
Mailbag time, ladies and gentlemen. Lovely, lovely mailbag this week. Hello, I hate my fruitcake, but your French Bulldog commercial read forced my hand.
Be fair, Mike. He says he hates fruitcake, but that says that he's never tried ours.
Oh. So he hates fruitcake, not our fruitcake.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right, let me start again. Hello. I hate fruitcake, but your French Bulldog commercial read forced my hand. I made my purchase today. My ex got me man grates from you guys years ago, so it was time I quit sucking and contributed something to the show again.
Aww.
Love from Bothell, Washington. Where the hell is that? Bothell.
Bothell. I thought it's Bothell.
Thank you, Ken Carson. Ken Carson. Hey, Ken, if you're ever in the D.C. area and you're going down to the beach, check out the Whitehall Inn's fruit fritters, Ken Carson. Ken Carson enjoyed his fabulous fruit fritter. Hey, guys, this is Jim from Fairfax, Virginia. I love your show. I'm curious to see if anybody has seen Fed Up. It's a documentary that you can find on Netflix. It's how Big Sugar has duped America. I think I did watch it. One of my favorite stats is over the past 30 years, gyms have increased at roughly the same rate as has obesity in America. The food industry vilified fat decades ago, and Big Sugar jumped on the low-fat solution. They knew that the only way to make low-fat food taste good was to add a bunch of sugar to it. True, true, true.
Very much so.
It likens Big Sugar to Big Tobacco from long ago. Remember when Big Tobacco spent millions and testified in front of Congress how tobacco isn't harmful? Well, Big Sugar is doing that now. I think it was a great documentary that really changed the way I eat. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. You guys rock. James Moffitt. I think that's the one I watched. There are a few of them out there, but I will tell you, it was a big shock to me when I found out that these processed low-fat foods, they get the flavor by pumping sugar into them, which is pretty amazing. If you're like, wait a minute, sugar's fat. No, sugar's not fat. What sugar is, look at get a bag of gummy bears and look at, there's no fat there, but it's sugar, sugar, sugar.
I heard a podcast with a noted nutritionist that says that really fat should not be as vilified as it is. And one of the things is that fat makes you feel full and stay full. And it keeps you from binge eating because of its if you don't overdo it, it's not a crime to eat fat.
That's why I, for breakfast this morning, had a bowl of fat.
Never mind.
Thank you.
You put any granola in it or anything? Or just
No, I actually had a Jimmy Dean scramble this morning.
JDS?
Jimmy Dean.
He's fed up.
Yes.
Yeah, fed up. No, it's Jimmy Dean, little cup, 290 calories, comes with the eggs, and a little sausage and the cheese in there, and you stir it up less than 3 minutes from my
from cage to plate.
Hi, Mike. I want to wish my brother John Druhan, or Druin, a happy 60th birthday. It's tomorrow. Ooh, that's a tough one. He's a 25-year daily listener, bonus show subscriber, and fruitcake futures buyer. I wish him well on his new journey as an app developer.
Ooh,
like all of us, he has had to reinvent himself in the new economy. Love the show. 65 days till fruitcake. Phil Druin, thank you very much. We appreciate that. John and Phil, the Druins, ladies and gentlemen.
Congratulations.
Come on out and see us.
Sounds like something from Game of Thrones. We were attacked by Druins.
Druins. guard the wall. Guard the wall, Jon Snow. The Druins are coming to get us. Hello, boys. Greetings from the south. Well, I should say, I'll say some. Greetings from the south. I recently moved the family from California to Tennessee. And TMOS helped me get across the country drive. It's not my birthday. I don't have a baby to announce, nor any special occasion to honor. Simply put, I just want to thank y'all for giving me countless hours of great entertainment. You give me a time when I can check my maturity at the door and just laugh with all of you. Please keep the band chugging along and don't stray away from your format. It's flawless. I must say that I do wonder what the weather will be like on the reservation this week. Do you happen to have Ernie Scar's call letters so I can tune him in? Peace and love, my friends. Ron with no B's. Ron Martinelli, Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Mike, this may shock you, but I brought my transistor radio to work today. Do you mind if I turn it on?
Ernie Scarr, ladies and gentlemen, and old radio bill.
Right, rock and roll. It's Ernie Scarr in with you this morning. How you doing? Reservation time to get up and get at 'em. If you got a job to go to today, it's going to be tough if you're working outside. Not a very good day. Kind of gray, kind of overcast. Let's take a look at the forecast.
Reservation.
That's enough. That's not politically correct anymore. Thank you very much. That's an old bit.
As a matter of fact.
Thank you. Greetings, Mike, Rob, Oscar.
It's going to be cold. That's what he wanted to know. It's going to be cold.
Cover up the stinkweed. Right. I just wanted to wish my smoking hot box Puerto Rican wife and new mom, Kristen Soto, a very happy birthday. To make sure she continues to stay looking like the MILF that she is.
Oh, God.
Can Oscar give her a pep talk? Because, well, she isn't getting any younger, guys.
Oh, dear.
Jeez, hit the alarm on that one. Love you guys. Bonus show subscriber, Brian Thomas. Oscar, any pep talk for
his I know the couple. They're super sweet, super nice. Kristen, this is the deal. Your husband's not going to tell you, hey, you've really dropped that baby weight. Hey, maybe you should take your gym membership off pause. He's not going to tell you any of this. You will feel it. You will feel it as you walk around. If you remember what it was like to be in your mid-20s with that ass that you could bounce a quarter off of, you will understand when you get back there. Strive for that, and everybody will be happy.
Amen. Thank you. Yes. Way to go, Kristen. Guys, while watching TMOS on YouTube, why are Rob and Oscar seen in reverse on the bottom of the screen? Peace and love, Rob McDonough. I do not know.
He attached a picture and I looked at it on his feed. Yes. We are reversed. Do you know why this happens? Because in the studio, we're right.
It's the mirror image of what Mike is seeing.
Oh,
so
okay.
He gets to see what Mike is seeing.
I see. Yes. That makes sense.
I see Oscar. When I'm looking at my monitor, I see Oscar on the right and Rob on the left.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's seeing,
like, I'm looking into the studio. So I mean the angle. So, I know where my monitor is.
He's
so,
seeing, you know, your angle when he sees your picture on the bottom right hand corner,
which is the correct one, right? Yeah,
yes, but it's the forced perspective of the reverse.
Got it. I understand.
Yes.
Oh, don't overthink it, sir. For God's sake, now you're giving me a headache.
I love it because when I watch that feed, Mike, you're right handed.
Yeah. Very exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can throw the ball a mile. All right, next letter. Is this the last letter?
Mike, you hold in your hand.
Last letter.
Excuse me. Hello again from the rocky coast of Maine. It's September in Maine again. Hold on a second.
Allergies.
It's September in Maine again. The Omaras have gone south for the winter. The days are shorter and the nights are colder. Why, just this morning I spied a wee mite bit of frost on my pumpkin. It's September. That means another god-awful homemade birthday cake from my bride. You might recall my wife from last year's email. She is shade in the summer and warmth in the winter, but her cooking leaves a little to be desired. Christ almighty, her cakes are dry as popcorn farts. Ooh.
That's... Wow. We're talking dry, Arthur.
After sampling Rob's fruitcake last year, I won't mind that frosted pile of sawdust she calls a birthday cake so much this year. Just knowing fruitcakes will be coming soon gives me the strength to go on. Thank you so very much for making them available. Oh, and Mike, next summer you come right down here to Standish. My neighbor is a taxidermist by trade, but he does hair cutting on the side. He'll part that hair good and proper. Regards, Eric. Very good. We got to take a break. When we come back, Oscar's got a little ranting to do.
Yes.
About his in-laws, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, so, it's not negative or positive, Mike.
Oh, that's right.
It's a story.
You know, you can scream about love, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. You love him. We'll do a break, and we'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. Sorry.
Oh, my God. A new episode is out now, and we are finding the secret to long life with a Washington icon who just turned a century, a major boxing announcement you won't hear anywhere else, and breaking medical news from the OMG headquarters. Don't worry, Mike. It's not contagious.
Good.
Subscribe to the Oh My Goff Show now on YouTube, Facebook, and Apple Podcasts.
Thank you, Angie Goff. That's a great podcast.
Really
taped,
good.
Right here at Podcast Village in Washington, D.C. Very excited about that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Brewmate. Don't you just love warm alcohol? No, you don't, of course.
Disgusting, Mike. Come on.
Buffalo breath. You need Brewmate. the fastest growing drinkware brand in the world. Brewmate products keep your beer or wine or anything at the perfect temperature all day long without ice. I got the Hopsolator Trio. I love it. It fits both 16 and 12-ounce cans with its freezable adapter, or you can convert it to an 18-ounce pint glass with splash-proof lid. Let me tell you what I love about Brewmate down here in South Florida. There is nothing that gets warmer than a beverage.
Oh, yeah.
If you're sitting outside, and I play a lot of golf. I'm out there, and I use it when I'm riding along, and it keeps everything icy cold. I love it. Of course, I only drink water. Lie! Guaranteed to keep your favorite beer at the perfect temperature to the last drop. It makes a perfect gift for the beer lover in your life. Over 30 colors and finishes to choose from, plus 100% glass-free. Brewmate products work with hot and cold beverages. Start today with a steaming latte and end the day with a cold brew in the same perfect vessel. Don't you dare settle for warm alcohol. Chill out with your favorite drinks all day long with Brewmate. Let me do my impression of what ice does when you put it in a beverage in South Florida. Listen to this. Oh, it's gone. That's right. But Brewmate,
it's gone.
You've got a frozen solid thing that keeps it cool. Brewmate.com. Enter the code Mike at checkout to get 15% off your first order. That's 15% off your first order when you go to Brewmate.com and enter the code Mike at checkout. Cheers, everybody. We got a few minutes here to talk about Oscar. I'm sorry. I meant to say you love entertaining family.
Yeah,
you
entertain
family
all
at the ball game
all the time
last night.
Wonderful. I guess my in-laws in town started last week on Wednesday. We went to go see Cats.
What a lengthy stay.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'd never been to a Broadway show. So that was the first time I'd experienced anything.
Ever.
That was the first time ever. And I'd been to the Kennedy Center a bunch of times, but never for a Broadway show. And I didn't know what to expect. And I got to tell you, I really enjoyed myself.
You liked Andrew Lloyd Webber. You liked Cats.
I don't know who that is, but I liked the actual production.
He's the creator of that.
Remember the pamphlet they handed you when you came into the theater?
The playbill?
Yeah, if you opened it, the name Andrew Lloyd Webber would have been right at the top.
There were no naked ladies in it, so I threw it away.
Are you excited to see the creepy movie that's coming out?
What do you mean?
They're doing a movie of Cats where they make famous people dress up as cats, and it's the most horrifying trailer I've ever seen. Have you not seen the trailer?
Like horrifying in that it's going to be so bad? Or
well, no, I mean just the very image of James Corden in heavy cat makeup is horrifying.
Is it supposed to be a comedy? Is that what it's
supposed to be a...
Like a live-action Cats?
Capture of the Broadway show. I know.
I need that. God.
It's one of those ones where the trailer ends with, and introducing... some lady as this thing.
So, I don't know.
Probably the lady singing that song.
If it was the original cast. Not the original, but the
cast. If it was the original cast.
That's 20 years ago.
You may have to go to the cemetery.
But the cast that's...
none of them have their memories anymore, Mike.
What is it? The traveling cast? They're here for like 9 days.
Oh, the road cast.
The road cast.
It's the current...
Thank you.
It's the current...
Who knows? I'm
what
used
they would
to
call
movies,
that
not
would
theater.
Be the equivalent. I don't know if Cats is...
The B-Squad?
Had a retool on Broadway.
It played at the Winter Garden for what seems like forever.
It did. It was there for a long time. So you enjoyed yourself.
I might be a Broadway guy.
Well, then, you know what? Can I recommend something? Because
yes.
You are single and you can do this.
Yes.
And you can go to the train station
and
get on a train.
He's married,
and spend the
he?
Money. I'm sorry, not a childless.
A childless. Okay, good, good.
I'm sorry. You don't have to worry about kids. Get on a train. Go up to New York. Go see the real deal.
Yeah.
Go see the real deal. Go see Spamalot. Go see From Away. Go see one of the great shows on Broadway. Go up and see Hamilton. Go up and see a real... Because there is nothing... And Rob and I enjoyed this when we were living and working in New York. That there's nothing like Broadway. It's great. It's great stuff.
And I got to see the producers twice, and it's an amazing, amazing thing.
Why is it better there when I can just check it out up the street here?
Well, it's, you know, in many cases, the road companies of these shows are good, but when you are in New York with a recently produced show or a show that's not had a break, that's actually on its first run, you get the real deal. You get the people that they bank on. Yeah. And
ever been to a French restaurant?
No.
Well, a French restaurant
is
very good, but if you ever eat food in Paris,
yes,
it's better.
Oh,
Same thing.
That makes complete sense.
And you're a Renaissance guy. You took them to the ball game last night. Yeah. Are they enjoying
Went to Cats on a Wednesday and then went to the Nats game yesterday. My mother-in-law is a Phillies fan. My father-in-law is a Red Sox fan. They were very excited.
Who are the Nats playing? The Phillies?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
They beat them 7-2. No contest. I like my father-in-law because he likes to talk trash, which is funny to me every time when you're surrounded by Nats fans and the Phillies do something well, which they didn't do much of. Well, when they did, he'd stand up and clap and look around the entire time.
Oh, tough guy. Huh?
Now, Oscar, he reminds me a lot of you, Mike.
Noted. Okay. You're not noted for your mimicry, but can you give an impression of how he would cheer after a strong Phillies play?
Oh, well, even bad Phillies. This would be... Somebody strikes out. Okay. Ah, you bum! I'm like, well, it's fun, right? And then he yells charge when he does everything you're supposed to do at a baseball game. And Shan's like, what are you doing to her? She goes, we're here. We're supposed to have fun. Lighten up.
You're cheering.
You're enjoying that. It was fun.
And he's making it up because he doesn't have a dog in the fight if he's a Red Sox fan. No. So he's just having a great time.
A great time. He also pontificated about how, because I said, look, a guy I work with, one of my good friends, he is a Red Sox fan, but he said that it got boring after you won all your world championships. What's your case? And he said,
he was citing you, Mike.
He said, it's so true. He goes, what do you do now?
He was long-suffering, and that's it. The kids probably feel differently than I do, this generation, because we waited with our dads and watched, and it was frustrating, and now it's, but look, as I said to my wife, Red Sox make a run. I'm always kind of looking at it, but I don't follow it. Gave up my season tickets for spring training. Ain't what it used to be. It's a different experience right now. But he sounds like a wonderful guy. When do they go home?
How many hours? They go home today. Well, no, her stepfather Jeff goes home today at 3. Her mother is here for another week. But they're not staying with us. They're going to go see one of their kids in Norfolk, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yes.
Down there.
All right. Well, maybe Jordan can give him a ride.
Yeah, that's the neighborhood.
Well, I also think it's interesting to see the dynamic between what they see Shannon and I and what we do for a living from this year to last year, because we never brought them to the business to even show them around. But when they arrived in town to actually start hanging out with us, we had a production here, so we had them Uber here first, and they said, oh, this is what you guys do.
Impressed? Were they impressed?
But I still don't think they understand. It's one of those.
Yeah.
You do something.
You do that internet thing, right? You're doing that internet thing.
You get that's that? Right. My family gives me that, Eliza. You still working with computers? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sort of.
Like we're the
Geek Squad,
right?
You know what I mean?
I'll leave you with this, and I'll let you completely off the hook.
Yes.
Give me the best and the worst thing about having your in-laws around for 2-3 weeks.
Okay, the best thing about my in-laws is they like activities. They want to go out and do
things. That's a great thing.
And experience.
And it forces you. Yeah. It doesn't force, but it causes you to go out and do fun things too.
Anyone else outside of my in-laws yesterday, after the long day we had, let's go to the Nats game and Monday Night Football, the Redskins are playing, I would have been like, well, do it next time. I'll pay you for your tickets. So sorry, right?
Right.
But you get there, you enjoy, you have fun. I guess the worst is also in that same vein where we're going out on a Wednesday night, which is a school night for work the next day, or a Monday night when you have work the next day.
Right.
Probably not the most convenient nights to do any of this.
You're in the wrong mindset.
Do they enjoy adult beverages?
No.
Oh,
they don't drink at all.
Tito.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't drink at all.
They don't drink at all.
Okay. So it's just like run around. Do 15 different things. Okay. I can run around if you get me drunk. I'm fine with that.
I can be taken around if you get me drunk.
Anybody that's been in this position before, because I want my in-laws to, you know, I guess accept me, and like anybody wants their in-laws to accept them, is that you start gauging, like, all right, if I order one more drink, what does that say to them? Because you start thinking about the
you're still in that stage of the relationship,
count, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what I did yesterday was smart. I'd say like I had a squirrel bladder, so I'd scurry up there and I'd drink one drink while I was up there, and then I would take one for the road, because if I came down with two, that would be a problem.
Well, no one has ever said that an alcoholic hides his drinking. That's for true.
So true.
No problem at all with that one. True. All right.
Be proud.
Telling that guy he likes is getting impeached. Anyway, we're going to...
Mike, how dare you?
Sorry about that. I tipped my hand. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hello. This is former politician Arnold Schwarzenegger. When I was a little boy in Austria, I can think back on the Christmas time and me and my papa would sit by the Tannenbaum and talk about the Christmas things. Like the baby Jesus sleeping in the shed and things and the three smart guys who brought the myrrh and the kinder with the drum. Pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. We also talked about what Dad called racial purity. Christmas Ultimate Fruitcake made by Grossmutter Oma Schwarzenegger. It tasted better than Schwarzwalder Kirschtorte. But Oma is dead now, and I get so angry because I want fruitcakes. Luckily, TMOS has fruitcakes as good as Oma's, full of the fruit and the spices and things and the chopped nuts. Get to the chopper! You only have until September 30th, so buy them now. Go to MichaelMaryShow.com and support this podcast by clicking the banner and stuff. Buy the fruitcakes! Dankeschön.
Thank you, Arnold. Appreciate that. Welcome back to the
great music.
That
was great. Great music.
Brought to you by Legacy Box. Remember Legacy Box?
Yes.
This is great. Isn't it time to digitize your lifetime of memories? This is wonderful. I'm glad they're back on the air, Rob.
A shout out to my Uncle Dana, who is really the sort of de facto historian for my family. He just purchased and had to throw away his fourth Beta VCR vintage built because he's trying to convert all the tapes that our family has had for a million years. And he sent an email to me. He says, who do you go to for electronics repair? I said, why? He told me. And I said, dummy, Legacy Box.
Yeah, you're good to
go. Put all the Betamax tapes in a box, and you're done with it. And so,
you send them to Legacy Box. You get your originals.
Huge deal, yeah.
And you get your digital files, your brand new digital files back in a few weeks. They keep you updated. We all use Legacy Box. The results are amazing. Legacy Box, in case you don't know by now, is the world's largest, most trusted digitizer of home movies and photos. Over 450,000 families have trusted Legacy Box. It's fantastic. They have over a decade of experience, and all the work is done by hand here in the USA. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. Now listen, for a limited time, our listeners can get a huge exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get 40% off your first order. Get started preserving your past. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 40% today. And thank you to Legacy Box. We love them. You're going to love them.
Yes.
And get those memories taken care of today, ladies and gentlemen. Let me turn that up and press this.
News.
Okay, there's a lot of buzz around for Joker, the movie with Joaquin Phoenix coming out. It might be real controversy. I don't know. Rob and I always question whether it is.
Yes, of course.
But the movie is generating a lot of controversy. It's getting some great reviews, but there are people who are worried about the violence and the fact that it's hard to not feel sympathy for its lead character. During an interview, he is so horrible looking in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a great... I'm fascinated by this. This is the one that's on my list. During an interview with a British newspaper, Joaquin Phoenix was asked if the movie might, quote, perversely end up inspiring exactly the kind of people it's about with potentially tragic results. Joaquin replied, quote, why? Why would... you? No, no. And he left the room. About an hour. Yeah.
This is the oldest thing in Hollywood. This is an anti-hero. This has been going on since the 1930s. The fact that you put the protagonist as a broken, horrifying person, this is nothing new, and they're capitalizing
on it.
Yeah, it's a movie.
Well, apparently he spent about an hour talking to a press agent from Warner, then came back and told the interview that he panicked. The interview resumed, but Joaquin never answered the question. So, you smell around. I do,
of course,
too.
Maybe
it's just like Will Smith, you know, talking about drinking. I mean, all these movie stars that are promoting movies, it's getting old.
Yeah.
It's getting old because it's so transparent.
Maybe he had a bad burrito.
From
the Whitehall Inn.
Great. You know, when he duped everybody is when he went on Letterman making fake documentary. That was awesome. Gwen Stefani didn't just meet Blake Shelton on The Voice. She learned of his existence. She says, quote, I didn't even know he existed before the show. I didn't even know what he was, that he was a human being on this planet. Obviously, Gwen and Blake came from two different worlds, musically and otherwise, but they've had years to get used to that. quote, it's crazy. I mean, now it's normal. Okay, that's kind of what it
bright.
Is when you
She's
meet somebody.
Always been known as a really smart girl.
I've accepted that he's a true hillbilly and all those things. I just love that we're from different genres.
Mike, he's a hillbilly and all those things. But
all
they're cousins.
A couple of cousins. And you'll find, I don't know. Hey, guys, are either one of you going anywhere flying for Thanksgiving or Christmas? Planning to get on an airplane?
Christmas,
and go anywhere?
I will be going to Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Yes.
And coming up, I've got a trip scheduled to Las Vegas, if that counts.
Oh, that's a nice one. If you want to save money, book now. According to data from AAA from the past 3 years, today is the best day to book to get deals on Thanksgiving flights.
Ah.
And tomorrow is the best day to book to get deals on Christmas flights.
Okay, good to know.
They also found the cheapest days to fly are the Monday before Thanksgiving. Well, that's if you've got the week.
Yeah.
Nobody can take
Must
the week.
Must be nice.
And Christmas Eve. That's
Christmas
another one.
Christmas Eve, the most depressing day to fly.
I disagree.
I've flown on Christmas Eve.
Really?
Yep, I've done it. Yeah.
What was your destination?
Connecticut.
Okay.
Going up to Connecticut to see my folks. Yeah.
Was it warm and wonderful?
It was. I brought stuff a couple of times. I brought stuff on the plane for flight attendants.
Oh, that's
it was,
nice.
Kinda cool.
That's really sweet.
And gave them presents. It was. By the way, if you want to do that, these are people that slog like nobody slogs during the holidays.
Yeah.
And if you're flying during that time, good idea to give them a little something. Nothing expensive. You know. Give them. I gave them all ammunition.
Oh, this was before they cracked down.
Yeah.
You can get it through security. Still.
My leftover ammo.
Yeah,
shotgun shells, things like that.
Yeah, well, that's nice. It's always nice to be. That's the thought that counts.
I don't know why I said that. That was not funny, Michael. I'm sorry. That was not funny.
not funny.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Michael. A recent survey asked people to identify the best on-screen friendships of all time in TV and movies, and maybe it's appropriate that the results were topped by two combos from Friends, Joey and Chandler, and Monica and Rachel. And the rest of the list is fascinating, too. Anyway, let's move on, please.
You know, it's funny you bring that
up. Were you really curious? Were you really curious about the list?
Yeah, I like hearing these. Tango and Cash.
But don't you know they're manufacturing Friends stuff for you now?
Because Riggs and Murtaugh.
Sunday was the 25th anniversary of the first episode of Friends. They're trying
Harry
to manufacture something.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Harry and Ron from Harry Potter, Woody and Buzz from Toy Story, Carrie and the Girls from Sex and the City, Thelma and Louise, Fred Flintstone, Barney Rubble, Shrek and Donkey, Chris Robin and Winnie the Pooh, Starsky and Hutch.
Chris.
I went ahead and did it.
Chris and Donkey.
Donkey.
Look at him.
Here so happy.
He's very happy.
Did Bumblebee have a sidekick?
No,
the Transformer
Bumblebee
movie?
Was a follower.
I see.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Just because your cat doesn't constantly lick your face, wag their tail when you come in the door, or even want to be in the same room as you, they still love you. A new study out of Oregon State University found that cats form bonds with their owners just like dogs. But they just show their bonds differently. A cat shows it feels bonded and secure by being confident to explore the area they're in and by not showing signs of stress and by occasionally acknowledging their owner's existence.
Yeah, great dancers.
So, yeah. Did they lick you at the
like
show?
Your cat, yeah, they love you. What? That's cat propaganda. You'll never hear it again.
That's from
on the
Big
show.
Cat.
Yeah, that's Big Cat that did that.
I have
okay?
a question
a
about cats.
Yeah.
Yes.
When the cat goes, spoiler alert, when the cat goes away in the space shuttle or
yeah,
space shuttle?
At the end.
What? She never comes back.
Because the cat is dead.
Yeah, the cat died. Oh. Memories.
Yeah. It's a hard plot to follow, so I'm not shocked you didn't catch that.
Thank you, and now a little something. There's an active warrant out for Andy Dick's arrest after a bizarre Uber ride where he allegedly groped his driver. This was a while back. Andy was riding in an Uber back in April 2018.
Wow.
When, according to the driver, Andy reached over and grabbed his crotch. It's unclear what led up to the incident, but the driver didn't take it lightly, went to the L.A. County Sheriff, filed a report. Cops completed their investigation. I guess it took a while out in L.A., and the DA's office decided to charge Andy with misdemeanor sexual battery. Sources say the arrest warrant was issued back in March, but the actor hasn't been nabbed yet. We're told the warrant remains active.
Oh, my God.
But at present, they don't have Dick. Thank you very much. That's the news today.
That's a 10.
Thank you.
Judge from Russia says 10.
Thank you. We'll take a break.
Hey, Mike, at the end of The Sixth Sense, Bruce Willis doesn't come back. Why?
No, he's been dead the whole time.
What's that?
There you go. Yeah,
is that what they call angelical cat? Because they're angels?
This is, we've discussed this too much.
Jellicle cat's been Jellicle. Oh. McCavity's not there. You know what? I'll write a paragraph and send it to you.
Adam White.
We'll come back with an abbreviated audio ball right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Frace with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I bring you a very special episode. We say goodbye to our weekly show. Tune in and find out how you can catch us next.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Mike, after the last Political Persuasions, Chris Frates didn't come back. Why?
He went in a spaceship.
I see.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by KiwiCo. How would you like subscription box for your kids that helps them change the world? Say hello to KiwiCo.
Hello.
I feel like it should be a jingle. You're in the know with KiwiCo. You're going to have a great time, too. KiwiCo
hello.
Creates... Thank you. KiwiCo creates cool projects for kids to make learning about STEAM, that's science, technology, engineering, art, and math, fun.
Fun.
Michael absolutely loves his, and he gets a new box every month. Each box designed by experts, tested by kids. All the supplies are needed in the month's project with easy-to-follow instructions written for kids, an educational magazine so the learning continues, and with 7 lines to choose from, KiwiCo is great for kids of all ages. You're going to love it. KiwiCo is a convenient, affordable way to encourage your children to be anything they want to be. No commitment, and you can cancel anytime. Monthly options start at $16.95 per month, shipping included. Our listeners can go to KiwiCo.com/TMOS to get their first month free. Every day counts when it comes to making a difference, so don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to KiwiCo.com/TMOS and get your first month free. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS. Let's open up the audio vault for today, September 24th, a Tuesday, 2019, Rob Spiewak.
I would like to shine the audio vault spotlight on one of the most beautiful, happy cities in the United States of America, Philadelphia.
Oh, yes.
Philadelphia had a fire this week. Luckily, everyone got out okay, but it involved a hero. This gentleman actually stood beneath the building and caught 2 children that were tossed out of a third-story window. Caught them and saved their lives. And when he was interviewed about being a hero, being a true Philadelphian, he took the time to throw a little light on noted Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver Nelson Aguilar.
Smoke started getting worse. Then I seen a guy hanging out the window screaming that his kids was in there and things like that. So I ran upstairs, but then I was greeted with smoke. I ran back downstairs. By that time, the ladder truck was pulling up. And ironically, me and my old coworkers took the ladder off the truck, raised it up, and was assisting people down. My man just started throwing babies out the window. We was catching them, unlike Aguilar and his mishaps. I like to put that out there.
Oh, that's pure. That's so pure. That's so gorgeously Philadelphia. That's spell. I cannot even describe. This is a legitimate hero.
Yes.
I don't know why I love that piece of tape.
Thought you might.
I'm like Aguilar. Oh, God bless him. I'm sure in Philadelphia that exploded.
Of course.
That's fantastic.
Of course. Also in Philadelphia, a family decided, it's still warm. It's early fall, but it's still warm. They decided to go to a water park in New Jersey. So they went online, saw a great promotion for a water park in New Jersey, drove to the water park. Only one problem.
We were shocked first. We pulled into the parking lot and we're excited as we're pulling up. And my jaw dropped immediately because I noticed that the gates aren't open. It's not so much so about the money, but it's more so about the family experience and what we went through during that process emotionally.
So even though they were running a promotion online, the park was closed, which is really just an excuse to say,
sorry, folks, the park's closed. The moose out front should have told you.
Now, we turn our sights to Louisiana. And I love petting zoos, and who doesn't, Mike?
Oh, it's fantastic. And don't use that nasty Purell afterwards.
No. The best.
Just lick your hands. Get some fries.
The best petting zoos, Mike, are found in Louisiana truck stops. And this one, this gets better. It features a camel.
Uh-huh.
And the camel was being teased, and that's not okay.
No, they're nasty animals. They get angry.
Well, what happens is the camel sat on a woman. And she, just listen.
I was shocked because we've had animals for 30 years and
Never one incident. They was pushing on the camel and pushing them, swatting them with the hat. And camels naturally are gonna sat down. Well, when he sat down, she was underneath him. I might feel kind of funny saying this on TV, but she actually bit him in his private area. That's about as nice as I could put it.
So, when the camel sat on her at the Louisiana truck stop,
she bit its balls.
It bit its balls. And you know what? He got up.
Okay.
And so there's that.
It's been done for years in camel infested
country. What's the old adage? It's flight or bite.
I believe that's not the adage, but it works here.
You've been so Oscar today. It's been beautiful. That's just right. Put that up there. That's it. Flight or bite.
All right.
That's
it. And we've
it's
named
exactly what it was.
We've named the show. And we close with this. I know you encountered wildlife in Canada, but what you did not encounter was two grizzly. Flight or bite. Did you encounter that in Canada?
No, I didn't.
No. What this guy encountered was two grizzly bears in the middle of a road fighting. This is crazy.
Boy, that's
great
scary
sound too. Mike, I'm sorry I labeled that wrong. That's the lady from the Louisiana truck stop. Gotta update my labels. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a good Tuesday, everybody. Flight or bite.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. That's it. We got to get out of here. We didn't get to anything today.
Nope.
Tomorrow, we got to talk about Leesburg. Leesburg, Virginia.
Oh, I got
Rob
Spiewak's
hometown.
News. Big breaking
and
news.
And an update on a potential new show. That's right. Chugging along with Maddie's Fatties, ladies
right on.
And gentlemen. Because she knows everything there is to know about cannabis. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Meara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MearaShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ass. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
If I thought you were my friend, I just don't think I could bear it.
I want you not to go too far.
I'm just beginning.
Not funny.